Hi, you're listening today to some exciting stories, so sit back and enjoy.
When is it going to finally stop raining?
Was Noah right after all?
Help us!
Help us!
Noah, open up! Let us in!
It was too late. God himself had closed the door. The people hadn't listened to him, and now they had to suffer the consequences. This is always the case for those who decide against God. The water rose higher and higher. It all happened just as God had said, 40 days and 40 nights of rain, rain, rain. In their desperation, the people climbed onto the roofs and up the mountains, but even the highest point was 16 feet underwater. Everything that lived drowned in the great flood. Only Noah and all in the ark with him were saved. It took a whole year until the water receded.
I wonder if the earth is dry again. I'll send out a raven.
Noah did the same thing with a dove. He wanted to see if the birds found something outside where they could land. But they didn't find a dry place and flew back to the ark. A week passed.
I'm going to let another dove fly away.
Look, she's bringing back a green twig in her beak.
It won't be long now.
When Noah let the dove fly away for the third time, she didn't come back at all. After 1 year, the water drained away and the earth was dry again.
Noah, go with your family out of the ark, and the birds and all the animals should leave the ark as well. Be fruitful and populate the earth.
All those who had been saved went out of the ark onto the dry land. What would have been the first thing you would have done if you had been Noah? He built an altar for God and offered up a sacrifice. This is how he thanked God for his salvation. Noah gave God his life, and this pleased God.
I will never destroy the earth with a flood again. As long as the earth remains, summer and winter, day and night will exist. I will make a promise with you. The sign for this promise will be a rainbow.
The first rainbow appeared in the sky. What beautiful colours! And to this day, it reminds us that God is faithful. He keeps his word. You can depend on him 100%. Think about him the next time you see a rainbow. This is Ellen saying goodbye until the next time. If you want to get in touch, send an email to alleyn@cefbritain.org. That's A-L-L-E-Y-N @cefbritain.org.